Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were in expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many exhortations he preached good news to the people, but Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are in a new year, 2016. We are 10 days into it. How are your resolutions coming along? Did you make resolutions this year? I'm not going to eat sugar. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to eat trans fats. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to get out. I'm going to watch less TV. I'm going to be on Facebook less. We make all of these resolutions as if December 31st and January 1st were night and day, that all of a sudden now there is a huge change amongst me. I'm going to make a difference this year. This year is going to be better than ever. It's going to be different than last year. Out with the old and in with the new. Time for a fresh start. Time to start over. Maybe part of that has been here in the church. I'm going to attend church more. Pastor put up a sheet on the wall that says there's a new year and there's new opportunities for Bible class. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. I'm going to go to Bible class more. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to do more devotions. I'm going to do more study. Maybe I'll help out more in the church. How are you coming with those resolutions? I haven't even decided on mine yet. I always think it's helpful to hear the account of John the Baptist shortly after the new year has begun. That's the beauty that we have of following a ordered set of readings in the church, a lectionary. We live out the life of Jesus, his ministry, his life, his death, his resurrection, all of the work that he's done. We live out his life through the readings that we have all throughout the year set up for us. Every year we hear about the baptism of Jesus at this time. When most people are trying to resolve things, when they're trying to make resolutions, when they're trying to change their lives, we as Christians can find ourselves doing the same thing. And even with our broken resolutions, even when we fail at those things, there is always a new beginning for us in Christ. Our new beginning doesn't come from our own resolutions or our own efforts because we often fail. How often do we fall back to our old habits? I didn't know there was sugar in that. I didn't know there was trans fat. Did you see how that person cut me off in traffic? That's why I responded. Or I need to check something online. How often do we make the resolutions year after year? We want to make ourselves new. We want to change. And yet we find out how powerful the old really is. And yet we're still surprised, aren't we? Maybe we're already saying, well, on to 2017. Try or fail. When we fail in our resolutions, when we uphold our resolutions, we realize at times that we are not perfect, that we cannot do much on our own that is good. When we sin and we find out that things don't work out, when we still try to go on things on our own, whether it is apart from God or apart from the people that He has given to us to take care of, when we rebel, when we go back to our old ways, we think we know better, but we only make things worse. And in the end, things all around us change and even decay. They die. Things die. Friendships die. Relationship dies. Our own goodness dies. We want to make ourselves new, but we remind ourselves all the time of how powerful the old really is. That's why we get to hear, and it's such a marvelous thing about what Jesus does today. Jesus steps into the Jordan River today. It is a real new beginning. Because it's not the one, it's not us who is doing the work here, but it is God doing it. It is not us saying, we're going to change things, we're going to change the world, we're going to change how we view things. It is all God doing it for you, His beloved people. Paul tied that all together today from our Romans reading, a reading that you have heard all too often, a reading that is spoken at the very beginning of a funeral service. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized in the Christ Jesus were baptized into His death, he says? We were buried with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in a newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Amazing things that you have heard from Romans 6 today. Jesus steps into the Jordan. He has no need to be baptized. He is not a sinner. He is baptized in opposite ways of our baptism. He is baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He is baptized to take on our sin, to take on our death, to take on our destruction, our failures, and thereby making that font of water there, or whatever font you were baptized in, a holy and sacred place that gives the washing and regeneration by the power of the Holy Spirit. In baptism for us, ours is now a washing away of sins, a gift of God's Holy Spirit, the death and resurrection of Christ applied to us. Jesus' own death was applied to you in your baptism. God taking on death, Jesus' death. It's His work for you. He stepped into Jordan today to take it on for you. The God who is life, who created everything in this world, who has given our days, our years, by His peace, never intended people to die. But as He steps into the Jordan, He makes death His own. He owns death now for you. Death is conquered for you. The enemy that we can never overcome is now conquered. He does it all for you. All because someday you and I will draw our last breath. Maybe it will be this year, maybe it will be another year, we don't know. But in baptism now, you've gotten all the mess of death done. You've died with Christ, and He has raised you again. You walked out with Him of the empty tomb. He conquers death. He gives you the victory that just as Christ was raised from the dead, says Paul, by the glory of the Father, you too might walk in the newness of life. And there it is. Forget all of the resolutions. Forget all of the trying to change ourselves. It is now given and applied to you, the newness of life, the new creation. Jesus takes your sin, your death, all of your old failing resolutions. He takes it to the cross with Him. He puts it to death. And He rises from death in order to raise you with Him. And He gives you His new life. His life, that Paul says, happens in your baptism. There at the font you died. There you are created again with Him. Made new. There the Father speaks over you and now says, with you, I am well pleased. And that's the second utterly amazing thing about the baptism of our Lord and your own baptism, that now God is pleased with you. No matter how much you work and strive and struggle to please others, no matter how often you try and you fail to please others, no matter how much we struggle with it, God is pleased now with you. Not because of what you've done or what you've tried to accomplish, but because of Jesus stepping into the Jordan. Because we are baptized into him, you are now God's new and good creation. You are sons and daughters of the living God. You are now reconnected to the source of your life, continuously receiving his forgiveness, no matter how far you have strayed or how far you have hurt your neighbor. He puts down our old, evil ways and raises us up into the newness of life. That's what happens when we confess our sins. That's why I stand at the baptismal font. It is a drowning of our old sinful nature and being resurrected with those wonderful, blessed words, "I forgive you all your sins." That's what happens when we come to this altar today to receive his true body and blood for the forgiveness. The new life begun in baptism continues at the pulpit and at the altar, where you are strengthened and you are fed, and you leave this place refreshed and renewed. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You may not even see a dramatically huge change in your life as you walk out of here today. You might even have said, "I didn't understand half of what Pastor even said today." But God is at work here today, in that font, in his word, and here on this altar, and you can always be guaranteed of that, all because Jesus stepped into the Jordan. And because he stepped into the Jordan that first day of his baptism, that first day of our righteousness, everything has changed for you. Jesus was making everything right and good again, a new beginning, a new start, a new end for us in a world of death. Go back to the small catechism and be reminded, how can water do such great things? Certainly not just water, but the Word of God in the water does these things, along with faith which trusts the Word of God in the water. Jesus is still in the water, here for you. He is epiphanied for you. He is manifested for you. He reveals himself to you as the Son of God, not only just the Son of God, but also your sin bearer, your death taker, your life giver, your recreator, your very life. Trust the Word of God in the water and all that he has done for you, because he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing and regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. For in Christ Jesus, you now are all sons and daughters of God through faith. For as many of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. No matter how this year ends up, no matter what resolutions you have tried and failed with, no matter what happens to you today, tomorrow, or even next year, remember this: you are baptized. You are a child of God. You are baptized. Death now no longer has any mastery over you. You are baptized. You were crucified and raised from the dead with Christ. You are baptized. And because of that, it's a happy new year, because you live. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We continue with our continuing of our hymn.